The contest for the Democratic presidential nomination continued today with caucuses in Michigan and Washington state. And so far, it looks like a good night for Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, who has a commanding lead in both states. It is another bad night for former Vermont Governor Howard Dean, who at one time considered Washington and Michigan to be strongholds. He is tied for second in Michigan with John Edwards. And to get the results from Washington state, we're going to go now to NPR's Wendy Kaufman, who is in Seattle. Wendy, what results do you have?
We have, Steve, 74% of the precincts are reporting. The results are, as you said, good for John Kerry. He has 48% of the vote. Howard Dean has 31% of the vote. So it looks like a big, big victory for John Kerry here.
Anybody else close to the top?
Nobody else is close to the top. Everybody else is in single digits.
Okay. Now, I understand the turnout there was huge today.
It was huge. The party chairman told me he thought it was about 200,000 people, which is more than double what they projected, and five times any previous caucus that had ever been held in the state. That was in part because the caucus was early. There was a sense among voters that their votes mattered this year. And also the candidates, especially Howard Dean, have been campaigning here very, very vigorously, bringing out thousands and thousands of voters. So there was enormous interest, coupled with the fact that people thought they could make a difference in who the nominee was.
Were there issues of particular interest in Washington state, Wendy?
The big issue, Steve, quite frankly, was beat George Bush. I mean, that was the thing you heard over and over and over again. You did hear people talk about the war in Iraq. You hear people talk about health care, jobs, taxes. But mostly people talk about, we just want to beat George Bush, and we don't really care who the nominee is as long as that person can beat Mr. Bush.
Now, based on the results that you've given us, John Kerry with a big lead, Howard Dean in second place, you do have to ask, what did John Kerry do right and what did Howard Dean do wrong?
What John Kerry did right, by all accounts, is he had momentum. I mean, even Howard Dean this week in a conference call with reporters said, you know, it's very difficult to stop momentum, and Kerry got the momentum. That's what he did right. He was perceived as the winner. He was perceived as someone who was electable, and that momentum really carried him through. Howard Dean just kind of, you know, he has huge pockets of support. They were passionate. They're still in the hall where I am right now. They really believe their man is the best man, but there was a sense among the majority of Democrats that this just was not the right moment to have Howard Dean as president.
Okay, NPR's Wendy Kaufman is in Washington state. We want to mention that also there is a caucus tonight in Michigan. As we mentioned, Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts has a commanding lead there over all of his rivals. And one other note about Howard Dean, by the way, Wendy, Democratic officials are telling reporters tonight that one of Dean's big backers in organized labor, you'll remember that Dean got a lot of union endorsements not too long ago before the primaries and caucuses actually began. The American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Workers, employees rather, has now said to Democratic officials anyway that it's about to withdraw its endorsement. Thanks very much, Wendy Kaufman.
Thank you, Steve.